You are listening to the Boss Experience Podcast, a podcast with conversations about business growth, self-development, and maintaining a mindset to achieve business success. My name is Michelle Davis, and I am a business strategist and coach, and I'm your host. Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of the Boss Experience, the podcast that helps you turn your expertise into an online coaching business that replaces your 9-to-5 income. My name is Michelle Davis, and I'm your host. In this episode, I'm going to share 3 key things you need to do to attract your ideal client. Before we hop into those 3 key things, if you haven't already, grab the Expert Business Launch Planner, where I cover a lot about what I'm about to share with you and what I'm about to reveal to you in this episode. So make sure that you grab the Expert Business Launch Planner, and you can find it at bossbusinessplanner.com. The key to attracting buyers to your offers is to talk about things that matter to them. No one cares about your book, your course, or your coaching program. They only care about how can you help them solve a problem. So how exactly do you create that content that attracts your ideal client? The first thing you have to do is really know what questions your ideal client is asking and what they're struggling with. And if you're a new coach, it may be a little hard to figure that out, or you may need inspiration to really know if you're on the right track to mapping out the struggles and knowing what it is you should be focusing on. So I'm going to share with you 3 ways to actually get clarity on that. So the first thing you want to do is think about your experience working with people that have this issue, whether that experience is from your work, your life, wherever your experience is from. You want to think about what have been the struggles and the issues and the questions that people are asked around the problem that you solve for people. And that's why expertise is so important. You have to have some experience solving this problem already for people, even if that person was yourself. If you don't have experience solving the problem that you are building your coaching business around, it's going to be really hard for you to come across authentically to people as the expert or the person that they can come to for a solution. So you want to showcase in your content that you are knowledgeable and that you have expertise. So if you have client work that you can reflect on, great. If you don't, or you're struggling to get inspiration, you can also use social listening. So a key piece to you being successful as a coach is knowing what's happening in the market around the niche that you're entering, right? And with that is, who are the biggest influencers in that niche? Who is already doing the same thing you're doing, or who has the clients or the people you want to serve? Doesn't have to be direct competitors. This can be people that are aligned with the type of service that you offer. So a perfect example of this would be, let's say for me, I'm a business coach, right? And I help people turn their expertise into an online coaching business, but I don't help people with their finances, or I don't have people clear up their credit so they could get business credit. I don't help people get their LLC necessarily. And I don't help people with trademarks. So there's other people that are helping the same people that I help do those things. And so that is what it means for someone to be aligned with what you do. So you need to know, who are your direct competitors and who's aligned with the work that you do, so that you can go and you can follow those people. And what you want to do is you want to do some social listening. Look at, what questions are people asking? What content is already resonating with the people that you want to serve? And that's going to give you an indication of what is it that people want to know. And this isn't something you want to sit and be one and done with. You know, this is something you want to do on an ongoing basis, because even once you get your initial kind of questions that you're going to be, that I'll share with you in a minute what to do with all this information, even once you get through this initial part, you're going to be creating content on an ongoing basis. So this will be part of your regular process to know what are the keywords that you need to pay attention to when it comes to your ideal client. What's perking up the ears of your ideal client already through you know, the people that you're coming across online that are already serving the people that you want to serve as a part of your coaching business. So pay attention to what questions people are asking. What are they struggling with? Dive into the comments. Dive into the comments and see, you know, what people are sharing in the comments. Okay, so I talked about the client experience as a way to understand your ideal client better. You know, what are they struggling with? What are their issues? I talked about social listening, you know, following the people, the influencers that already have your ideal client following them, or they already have your ideal client as their audience. So the third way I'm going to share with you to determine what your clients are searching for and the questions they're asking is a tool called ubersuggest.com. And I'll list the website down in the show notes. So make sure you scroll down to the show notes, but it's ubersuggest.com. And what that is a tool, and you basically enter a keyword, and it's a free tool as long as you keep your search to 3 searches a day. And anything after that, you have to pay for it. So think about your niche and think about the outcome that you want to provide to people. And it may take you a few tries to really get some solid data. But once you type in and plug in the keywords into Ubersuggest, Ubersuggest spits out basically all the questions that people are asking across the online space about the thing that you're searching. And they even color code it so that you know what people are searching for the most. And so what you want to do, and it's going to come in these like crazy graphs that you're going to be turning your head to kind of look at. So what you want to do is you want to download it in a format that you feel comfortable with. You can download it in a CSV format. You can download or save the graphs and just kind of flip them around however you choose. The key thing to understand is you're going to learn the exact questions that people are asking. Once you do these 3 things, you need to compile a list, right? And you need to keep going until you have 60 questions. Because what you're going to do as the expert, as the coach, is you're going to create content answering those 60 questions. And you're going to create video content answering those 60 questions. The reason this approach is so effective with my clients is because you're actually answering questions that people want to know. You're actually paying attention to questions that people are already asking. And that is the secret to attracting your ideal client. The key thing about putting out that content and establishing yourself as an expert is you don't want to wait until you hang your coaching shingle to do it. Start doing it now. And be committed to it. Do it consistently. Showcase yourself consistently. Answer these questions consistently so that when you launch your coaching business, people aren't looking at you for the first time. You need to build up your audience at this point as a new coach. Even if you have people following you, it may not be the right people if you haven't been using the right strategies and techniques to get their attention or to attract the right people to you. You could have 7,000 followers right now, but if those followers online, or if you have an email list, if those people online aren't your ideal client, they're useless to you. So you need to develop a following of people that you potentially want to serve. And so that is the key to attracting your ideal client online. And so that's a wrap for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd appreciate it if this content resonated with you, for you to leave me a review wherever you're watching or listening to this episode, and to hit the subscribe button so that you know each time a new episode releases. I release new episodes of the Boss Experience Podcast every Tuesday. And so I'm super excited that you joined me today for this episode, and I can't wait for you to join me for a future episode of the Boss Experience Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you visit bossbusinessplanner.com to grab the Expert Business Launch Planner. Take care. Be well. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Boss Experience Podcast. Don't forget to leave a review for this episode and tune in next time.